Just hear the lust whenever he says that, bro. It's fucking hilarious.
Bro, take me to fucking jail. Do y'all please see her? Please take me to jail. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Why do you never see pigs hiding in the tree?
I put the stick in, they go automatic. The money, they go to the roof automatic. They say I'm all going, I say automatic. For money and power, respect, I'm an addict, little bitch.
Oh, my God. He got too excited.
Some that's such a feat, yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet, yeah. No shake my hand or reek. I'll throw the beats, I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats, silent sweep, fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed, spinning round my head. Got Fred, leave it red, made it red. All the blood I bled, all the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud, it's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells, all that you can spill. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up, I don't feel well. Throwing up, I'm a f***ing tell.
Bitch, you be my meat. Then I go right to sleep.
The muzzle is a good idea. Icy has one. Like I told you, Icy has one for Dex. Okay.
It's like every time I think about it, I'm like, fuck, it's going to take 3 or 4 days. But
yeah, if you got a place right next to your place.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Well, I mean, the cover came in already. The cover came in yesterday. You know what I mean? It came in fast as fuck. They came in literally next day. It was a next day option. But okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the episode. This is a very quick episode. We got a Gramps basement. We got a dream journal. We got a submission that we're going to read. And we're going to get on out of here. So I wanted to introduce this episode with all the new subscribers that we've had the past month. And before we get like into the formal intro, 90% of our viewers are not subscribed, and you know what, that kind of fucking pisses me off. No, but y'all hit that sub button. We have like 540 videos total on the YouTube channel, and I upload probably it's safe to say five out of 7 days of the week. So there's always content, always cringe shit, always Harry Mack freestyles. The King shows up, the Morgan shows up, the West shows up. I mean, we got everybody in here. It's a big fucking family, you know what I mean? But we're going to barrel in to episode number 95 of the Broke Knock Life podcast.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. So before we do anything, we're going to...
Sometimes I beat my meat. Some that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. No shake my hand or reek. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red.
Dude, I'm telling you, yesterday I shat like 6 times. And it was like full shit.
My outer protein, bro.
Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Dude, my asshole's raw, bro. I need like a bidet or some shit at this point.
Sometimes you gotta sacrifice the game, you know?
I gotta sacrifice my pure butthole for the gains. My God, man, I was fucking rubbing that shit raw. So I've been bulking the past 3 or 4 days, and what King hasn't told me is the amount of shit and piss that you take is just out of this goddamn world.
It comes at a price.
Yeah, like I look at my chest, I'm like, oh, okay. And then right as I look at my chest, I have to shit. But you know who else has to shit all the time on our podcast in a good way? It's the Dak Attack with the Mac at the back of the sack. It's BC3 Tides on SoundCloud. Y'all like how fast I'm going through all this? I'm fucking barreling through everything. But yeah, so the layout of today. We're going to get a checkup on the Big C, the Don. He got kicked out of the elevator last time we saw him, remember?
Yeah.
So now he's in a new place. And it's amazing. And we got a construction worker freestyle we're going to give to y'all. And one video that may or may not disturb the King at the end. Because it disturbs me. in a very disturbing way. Like not like cringy. It's just, oh my God. It makes the hair on the back of my neck raise up.
I'm kind of scared now.
And then we're going to read a submission from the Dream Journal. We had so many submissions, tens and millions and billions of submissions, but we're going to read one, and that's going to be at the end. So, before any further ado, I don't know if that's how you say that.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
Dude, one day I'm not gonna laugh at
that. Dude, I don't think you can look at any of our episodes and see that Morgan didn't laugh. Every time we make a comment about it, whether it's us making a comment about it, it's always something being said. It's the beat, bro. The beat. Okay, go ahead and open that VLC for me. So I mentioned the orange cone. So I mentioned a construction worker freestyler.
I can bet it's that right on my pivot. In this kitchen, I whip up some shit for your spirit and how your ass switch your religion. The corner is blinky and glisten. I'm whipping the business end of it out and they kiss it. I let off a couple of shots and the witness that it like cracking the egg on the skillet. Don't want to talk about money, I got it. Don't want to bring up no bitches, part. I hit it. Never do beefing on no social media. I just go pay where they be at a visit. It's cracking. You know it's busting, we Lydian and running up throughout the city and move up a bracket. Thought I was lacking. You and my necklace. You better not let me reach under the jacket. There's too many woods out of road up and pass it. My homie, he like to smoke on your ashes and take all the pain out of been through with pads. Beats in the stew, let it cook up a classic. Fresh as that, look like I jumped out of cat. I never wish for it, I'm not Aladdin. I just don't get it when I gotta have it. I let it off, they know it's automatic. I put the stick in, they go automatic. The money, they go to the roof automatic. They say I'm all going, I say automatic. For money and power, respect, I'm an addict, little bitch.
Oh my God.
He got too excited, he couldn't finish it.
My God, man. Dude, go to that silent part, like in the middle of the video.
Let's see.
It's probably like right there.
You know what's bustin', we live it, run it up throughout the city and move up a bracket.
He hits that shit so fucking nice.
You
and my necklace,
you better not let me reach under the jacket. It's too many woods out of road up and pass. My homie, he like to smoke on your ass.
And then he just gets better and better.
Beats in the stew, let it cook up a classic. Fresh as that, look like I jumped out of casket. I never wish for it, I'm not Aladdin. I just go get it when I gotta have it. I let it off, they know it's automatic. I put the stick in, they go automatic. The money, they go to the roof automatic. They say I'm all going, I say automatic. For money and power, respect, I'm an addict, little bitch.
Money, respect, power.
Oh man, hats off to our roommate Michael. He's watching Prince right now. Yeah. Godspeed. Let's go to the next video.
For real though.
I'll pick him up.
Bro, take me to fucking jail. Do y'all see her? Please take me to jail. Jesus Christ.
Take me to jail
right now. Oh my God. Do y'all see her? Fucking God, arrest me.
Dude, go, pause it right whenever the beginning starts. Dude, the lust and Jesus Christ. Just hear the lust whenever he says that, bro. It's fucking hilarious.
Bro, take me to fucking jail. Do y'all please see her? Please take me to jail.
Please.
Jesus Christ.
The emphasis.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
She is fine as fuck, though. My God. take me to jail. He's going up to her and then just...
Never thought anyone would want to go to jail, but I guess in this case... Dude, take me to jail.
Honestly, wow. Take me to jail. I'll fucking nah.
Nah.
Let's go to the next
on
one.
On to the next.
All right, pause it. It'd be easier for you to do space, by the way. A little tip.
Mm.
Also, a little side note. I'm thinking about getting a little number, like a number pad that you can program to where it's like it'll have like pause, rewind, next, like on that, but that'll come later. I just wanted this video is just to showcase how insane Alex Jones is. Let's play it.
You really think, do you really think?
Pause it again. So they're fucking with him right now. Like, and he doesn't know it. And he's just getting more irate. And then Rogan at the end has to, like, defuse the situation. It's hilarious.
I can see he's turning a little red when he was showing up before.
Oh, dude. For late-term abortions. You think that shit's real? You think that shit's real? Voted Monday to keep it legal.
Who would do that? Who would do that? Who would campaign for that? They fucking did it, Rob. That's the craziest shit ever. They can't fucking admit they're fucking killing Artie Marquez. Dude, he's about to have a fucking heart attack. When they had a fucking vote in the goddamn fucking Senate. That's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory. He's on your fucking top. You're about to get it. Oh my god. Bruh, that was gold.
I'm getting fucking pissed.
And they're explaining to him that they're fucking with him, and then he's like yelling at the cameraman behind, like trying to justify his point. All right, I'm getting kind of pissed now. That's Alex Jones, everybody. Let's get to the next one.
I really thought he was about to have a heart attack.
I'm surprised he didn't have an aneurysm.
Hey, would you tell these guys about the monster that scared you?
Oh, that gorilla?
Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker. I was sitting right where you were sitting. I mean, I must have swung that door. Came out.
Oh, my God. Look at him shake. Look at him shake. Holy shit. I wanted to show you that because have you ever gotten that scared to where there's like an aftershock?
No, but.
I guess they already got it before. And
yeah. Oh, that gorilla?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Yeah. Damn.
That's fucking hilarious. Oh my god. Hey, oh man.
Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper.
Let him rain on you. I hear you listening to that shit, bro. Yeah. That album is amazing. I listened to that album like front to back. Every single song on that J. Cole album is fantastic.
He's a genius.
Yeah. That album is great. Fucking timeless. But what's not so timeless is these cringe videos that we're about to get into. We're about to delve into some really, really deep shit.
There we go.
Are you ready?
No.
Hopefully our transition is good. Oh my god. All right. Pause it. Bro. Alright, so this kind of stuff gets me. The whole cringy middle school, like high school cringy relationship type shit where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Ooh, woo, like, I love you, baby girl. Shit like, oh, I can't believe I even just said that. But this is just that, okay? Just, he's expressing his undying love.
I'm guessing by, like, her face, they're not dating, and he's trying to...
He's trying to win her back or win her in general. Let's see how he goes.
Hey. Good luck to you, my man.
Good luck to us. We need every single ounce of luck because I don't really want to play this.
Wasting friends.
Stop, dude. Oh, no.
No.
Dude, that clap was so pity.
Now I have AIDS.
What?
Now I have AIDS.
Take my hand, will we fine? Promise I won't let you down. Don't have to do.
Oh, dude, I can't.
Promise I'll never let you down.
Okay. She.
I don't want to play it again. You think she was feeling them?
Oh, absolutely. The part where she was like, "Ah, oh, now I have AIDS." That said it all. That,
she said I had AIDS.
That won her over.
That's a clear indication of love.
Yeah. She'll never forget him.
Oh my God. She really won't ever forget him after this. After it being viral on the fucking internet and she has to watch it for the rest of her life. Oh my God. All right. Hopefully Big C the Don is on because that's a cringe I like. Oh my God. Pause it. Hello. Look where he's at.
Is that a church?
It's a fucking church.
Okay. Isn't there like a separation with church and state? Isn't he crossing the line?
He's merging. He's past the bipartisanship. Let's see. Dude, this setting only gives him more power. We'll see how powerful he is. Let's play it.
You see that grandma taking a picture of him?
Stay aware of the nymphs. Stay aware of my education.
Look at
Thank
it.
You all for listening. You have been educated by... You can just follow me this way. They're done! Thank you. Thank you for listening.
By the way, did you know he commented on our shit? Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Dude, shout out to the fucking Big C Don commenting on our shit. Oh my God. So
it's his show, we're just living in it.
Dude, it's his universe, bro. He's in control of everything. What'd you think about this performance? Is it a step up from his elevator escapades?
Yeah. I mean, look at the setting.
Dude, it's a big fucking cathedral, bro.
I mean, that takes a lot of balls.
Dude, there's...
I'm surprised he didn't go up in flames.
I don't... Like, you are honestly the most extroverted person I know. And I don't... Do you think you could do anything like this? You think you can just get up in front of a church and then... Just say some really weird, cringy shit and just bask in the cringiness. Like, I've seen you, like, dance in front of people, but that's like, because you're at a bar and you're, like, drunk. But this is just...
I mean, even if I was drunk, I don't even know if...
This is fucking cutthroat, bro.
I'd have to be blackout on fucking Xans, Percocet, lean, and some other fucking bullshit.
Dude, he probably does this completely sober, and he's just, that's his high, is this. My God, hats off to you, bro. Big C the Don. Man.
This guy.
Because he can't go back to the elevator. He's been fucking kicked out.
He's been banned.
The elevator, subway, or whatever the fuck he's in.
They have facial recognition, so anytime he tries to come through, they're like, nope, hey, you.
Dude, he's fucking bribing the police officer. Oh man, let's go to the next one. Cause the last one.
Well, stand in my hallway and stare at pictures of my family. Over die 5-5. Well, here we are.
Dude, the intro Walmart was amazing. Lot,
land of opportunity. You had the savoriest little foot calluses, SLFCs, as Kenneth would say. I used to take my little saw and just slice those treats off every Sunday night. Top them off with a little easy cheese, remember this? Well, here it is, the old Accord.
Dude, so this is the third time they've met up. There?
Yeah.
Close. Couple buckets.
Nice!
Of sardine paste.
Why your hands are all red?
Give it a whiff. It's from a good time right Bruh. There.
Jesus Christ.
There they are.
That's sick.
Oh, yeah. What do you say? You want to dunk your head in it?
No.
One for you, one for me.
That reaction, sir. Jesus Christ.
Look at the consistency
sick.
On this. Yeah. Look at that. Thick, gelatinous. Yeah. Fishy, right? I can't smell anything. You can't smell?
Dude, he's into really? He's into the yeah. lore.
You smelled my green tarry stool like a month ago.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
You want this shirt?
That's a fun shirt.
Right?
Yeah. Made for finches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But humans can drink it too. I used it to mash the sardines with.
Oh, fun.
But it's a good shirt.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
good. I'm sure it'll fit you.
Sure. Huh? He's being yeah? so fucking sarcastic.
Try it on.
All
right. He's putting it on, folks. He is putting it on.
I'd like to smell that.
Look at that. Fantastic fits.
I think it fits pretty good.
It is pretty good. Pretty good.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed.
Come on, bro. You gotta
some
make it.
Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul.
Dude, imagine if you're just a bystander.
Bleed.
Just some looking at this.
Love, look at his face.
It is
he's like
a hunger,
doesn't know whether to smile, laugh, cry,
or all of the above.
Yeah.
I say love,
like he was into it, but now he's like, all right, bro.
It's only seed.
Was that your love confession?
How about now? That are you gonna dunk your head in one of those? Huh, I was sure that would have gotten you. Alrighty. About to head in for your shift now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to keep this.
He takes it off. Dude, he probably put like sardines.
Stand in my hallway.
No, we're not going to play that again. he's a master of his own craft as well. You like how I threw that one in?
That did it.
Every episode, it seems. So I hope I think our last video is gonna be what ties everything together. Me and Morgan have before you hit next. Me and Morgan watched like two of these videos before, and they've just been getting progressively. I'm not gonna give away anything. Actually, let's just go right into it.
All
right.
Why do you
wow.
never see pigs
that.
Hiding in the tree?
Holy
because they're
shit.
Pretty good at it.
Okay. Now.
Oh!
Why do you never see pigs hiding in the tree?
No.
I don't know. Like, how do you exit out of this?
No. Go. No, we gotta watch the rest of it.
Why do you never see pigs hiding in the tree? The tree. Because.
Oh no. Oh.
Bruh.
Why do you.
Alright, can I exit?
Why do you never see pigs in the tree?
I wasn't even paying attention to what you were saying. I was just like. What am I looking at?
I know, bro. It's just so—it's so much.
Like, she looks and sounds like a witch.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy how it's. It just
if it looks like a witch and it sounds like a witch, it's a
probably
witch.
A witch. Oh my god! So that was the last video. Glad I tied it off.
Glad we experienced that, viewers. I hope you guys can sleep tonight. Because, wow, I do not want to think of her in my dreams.
You probably will now. Yeah. I'm going to send you clips. I'm going to make the TikTok videos.
Yeah, I'll just block you.
my God. And then you'll have great dreams and great nightmares.
By the way.
But speaking of great dreams and great nightmares, we're going to get right into the dream journal because we have a submission by, what's his name? It's at Judge Mentor. He sent us a dream submission about a reoccurring dream he's been having. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to read his submission. And then I'm going to ask probably just one or two questions. So welcome to the Dream Journal.
I like that. That's a little melody.
It's very, it's more soothing than that last video that we saw.
It brought me back to life.
All right, go over there to the Evernote and scroll down a little bit. Probably have to click on it. Yeah. All right, so so Judge Mentor says, I'd say the worst nightmare I had was when I kept having Five Nights at Freddy's nightmares for a good 2 or 3 years. So I explained, Kingsley hadn't played this game, so I explained it to him and I showed him a little snippet of it. And bruh, if you're having reoccurring nightmares of that is, I don't know how you've been surviving. Because I couldn't even get past half of that game, bro. That shit is so fucking horrifying. But have you ever had any reoccurring nightmares or any nightmare that is just, it's like recognizable or like a place that you've been multiple times? Do you have any dreams like that? Or is it just always something different?
I mean, it's always something different, but I guess a dream that has come up more than the rest is me being chased by somebody.
Anything ever, like just anybody chasing you?
I mean,
they got a knife, they got a gun.
Oh yeah, like a knife or something. Something that's like, oh shit, I need to get away from this crazy motherfucker.
So that's your common dream. Do you I've noticed whenever I watch a movie, I have the most fucking vivid ass dreams, and it's usually something relative to the movie, like Lord of the Rings. I've been watching the extended version. I just finished the trilogy, all extended versions. The first two movies were like 3 hours and 30 minutes. The last one is like 4 hours and 30 Come on, minutes.
Bro. Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. But I've been having dreams and nightmares of just Lord of the Rings shit. Just me and like Middle Earth, just. I don't know. Movies just activate it for me. Especially a new movie that I've seen. It really activates some crazy shit. You have anything like that? Anything that activates your dreams? Like whenever you play a new video game and you go to sleep, that doesn't do anything for you?
Because
I think dream snipers. It's
like I'd say probably action movies.
Yeah.
That'll do it for me because there's a lot going on and the effects and everything was just, I guess, stay in. And when I go to sleep, it'll come out of slumber and be like, what's up, motherfucker? Surprise, motherfucker.
You ever dream that you had superpowers?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I dreamt that I was Spider-Man one time. And I just remember swinging from the fucking, I don't know, bro. Dreams just fucking fascinate me so much because you're literally in another world.
I wish I could. I don't know. Sometimes it's like your brain's just taking control instead of you. I don't know. I can't control my dreams.
I can do it sometimes. Whenever I did it, I realized that I did it, and then I woke up right after.
Okay.
I don't know what that's called, but if I realize I'm in the dream, I can, like, if I'll look down at my hands, and then I'll like spawn something or go to like a new scene or like a new place. It's fucking crazy.
I guess I'm not that in touch.
I don't really myself yet. I don't really dream that much anymore though, because I've been smoking too much. That really just.
Oh, hey, when you go on your detox though,
dude, I know they're insane. Yeah. I went on a detox for 6 months back in 2020, and bro, the dreams they would wake me up. They were so fucking vivid, and it wasn't even like a nightmare. It was just so much going on, and I could see so much, and I'm like, Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
You wake up, like, sweating and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's when you know you're in that REM, that deep cycle of sleep. But, we're going to end the episode very abruptly. Because right on cue, Mr. Prince is calling for us. And I said 30 minutes. It's 29 minutes right now. I'm a man of my word. But thank you, Judge Mentor, for the dream submission. I hope you don't dream about that anymore. But I hope you... actually, we're going to put a trailer of the new Five Nights at Freddy's right now. So while I'm talking about this, the trailer's going to be playing. And I hope you have a nightmare again.
Dude, you should. Just fucking do it. I mean, most people here don't know what it is. So, I mean... You gotta let them know.
No, that's a very popular game.
Okay.
Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm really surprised you haven't heard of it. It's crazy.
I mean, the only game that comes close to like having something pop out at you is that maze game, you know, with the red dot, and you go, and then it's like the last part. You go really slow, and then you think you're about to make it, and then that. Green, disgusting.
Oh my god, dude. I remember whenever that was going around and we were just tricking everybody that we could find. We were like, hey, check this shit out, bro.
When I first did it, they got my ass. I almost fucking punched the screen.
Yeah, dude, they got my ass too. Imagine witnessing that for the first time.
I was fucking pissed. They had the volume all the way up too. Like, I hope nobody has that video. I was like,
oh my god, pre-fucking internet, or right, the birth of the internet.
Yeah, when YouTube was just on a roll.
Yeah, YouTube was fucking crazy, and we were having all those, I don't know, YouTube stars. But we're gonna let the Dak Attack with the Mac at the Back of the Sack lead us out. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Prince, for being somewhat quiet. And be sure to like, comment, subscribe. 90% of you like, comment, subscribe, you motherfuckers. I can curse in the last 5 minutes of the video, just not the first 5 minutes. So fuck you. Not really. Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We love you, but fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. That was from Michael, the other Michael.
Yeah.
BC3 Tides on SoundCloud.
We gotta get Mike. That was funny. Shit.